Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is, I can only see this as being like acres and acres of ammunition, 50 million rounds on hand. I don't even know, how many truckloads is that? That's got to be vast. And if it's on their website, it's in stock. From 20 rounds to 2,000, it doesn't matter. Individual boxes or in bulk. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, it's going to be Bob Owens of BearingArms.com. We're going to talk about a lot of things. One thing that I'm sure we're going to talk about is the fact that jihadists probably need to learn a very important lesson over the weekend. In America, that is, especially if you're not going to be on a military post. That is that we shoot back. There's a big difference between what happened in Garland, Texas, versus, say, what happened in Paris, France, with Charlie Hebdo. You didn't have a bunch of cops riding up unarmed on bicycles trying to bob and weave and zig and zag, trying to dodge rounds because they couldn't shoot back. No, they were engaged in their vehicle, and they were dealt with. But and I laugh at that because they were dealt with really quick. Now, but it also points to another truth. Now, there's Pam Geller. Pam Geller was the one running this cartoon, Muhammad cartoon drawing contest. There are those that would say that she's sort of poking the bear. My question is this. Do we sit back and say, well, we're just going to let, you know, the First Amendment diminish because we don't want to make them mad? Or do we sit back and say, those are their rules, these are our rules, and this is the way we're going to live our lives, and this is the way, you know, if they try to do something about it, this is what we're going to do to them? Now, we don't have any idea how many radicalized Muslims are here. We have no idea whatsoever. One thing that we know, one of them was thought to be quite the gentleman by the people at his mosque. And that has nothing to do with it, about how gentle or how nice or how sweet they may be. What matters is that a couple of jihadists went somewhere where they didn't know anybody, where nobody had wronged them personally. And without seeing any of the renditions of what were, you know, and these were probably Sunnis, we talked about this the other day. Without seeing any of the renditions of Muhammad, they decided they were going to go in and shoot up the place, and they ran into opposition, and they were dispatched. And that is the cost of doing business if you're going to be a jihadi in the United States. Sooner or later, unlike in Kenya, unlike in Paris, unlike in most of these places where civilians can't have guns, where the cops don't have guns, you're going to run into somebody that has a gun. You're going to run into somebody that has a gun. And we are quite adept at dealing with people that want to shoot the place up. Ask the old man in Texas who was watching a bad guy shoot at a cop after I think he killed a dog or killed his neighbors or something. And he took him out at, what, 50, 100 yards with two shots from a .357 Magnum pistol. Ask that cop, I believe it was in Baltimore, where somebody was shooting up local government areas, and he took him out with one shot at 350 feet with a pistol. We're not those with which to trifle. There's between 126 million and 134 million gun owners here in the United States. You think we're not spread out enough to be able to deal? Yeah, you'll get, we'll be reacting to you, no doubt about that. You got to have a different reason, though. And this is why I talked about this yesterday. No matter what Pam Geller does, for those of you who think, well, she's sort of a bad, damaged goods or whatever, no matter what she says or does, that doesn't mean that it should be diminished simply because of what has happened in Charlie, in Paris, France, in Kenya, any of these places across the Middle East, ISIS. ISIS is claiming credit for this, which is, they shot a guard in the ankle. Not quite what they usually do. They actually came up against somebody that was not afraid to fight them, which most people are afraid to fight them in the Middle East because of their reputation. They are quite fearless, but fearless is not fearsome. There's a whole different other thing to the fearsome thing. There have been some stupid responses to this. There has been some stupid responses. Let's see, from the New York Times, which had no problems, with seeing Christ suspended in a jar of urine. They got out there and they said, free speech aside, why would anyone do something as provocative as hosting a Muhammad drawing contest? I don't know. Why don't you have the same sort of response about Christianity, Judaism, anything, Zen, Buddhism, Taoist Confucianism? Why don't you have the same kind of response for any of those things except Islam? What is it about Islam to where we need to just sit back and, well, whatever they like, we just sit back and take it? Why do we have to take that? Why? Who would decide what is good and what is forbidden? Are we going to let the Islamic State decide what should be forbidden for us? Are we going to let the Muslim Brotherhood decide? Bobby Jindal, Louisiana governor, called on the president to publicly condemn radical Islam, but he doesn't even admit that there's a problem with it. And the proponents of radical Islam hate the First Amendment. They hate freedom. They hate freedom of speech. They want to destroy it and us. And that's just the way it is, like it or not. It's not the ones that are the peace-loving Muslims that we have to be worried about. They're just going to sit around and love peace. It's the ones that want to kill us that we need to be worried about. And yes, I've seen plenty of contradictions over the course of time. I have seen Christians who claim to be pro-life who go out and kill doctors. I get that. Abortion doctors, they go out and kill them. I get that part of it. They're not riding around in mass. They don't have armies of armed people going out sawing the heads off of people. There's a little bit of a difference. Lots of things get done in the name of religion, which some religions probably not quite as nice as others. Islam definitely got problems. I mean, we don't live by their problems. We don't live by their rules, and we're not going to live by Sharia law. This is a given. This is a given. America would never go for that. Even if the president decides he wants to go with that, the president's got an issue. He's got an issue at that particular moment. And, they went against the First Amendment. They were going to try to fight that. So instead, they ran up against somebody that was exercising the Second Amendment. And score, Texas 2, jihadi 0. I mean, that's just the way it worked out. Sorry. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, they get out there and this is them being totally honest. They say they do not have the widest selection of ammo out there. However, compared to what I look for, they have a very wide selection of ammo. But it's not the width that matters, it's the depth. If you're a 10 millimeter guy, Oh, do they have the 10mm ammo? If you're a 45 caliber guy, 9mm guy, goodness gracious. Bulk, self-defense, doesn't matter. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. In response to the Garland, Texas shooting, well, let me preface this, okay? I never want to be known ever, 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 ever as a celebrity. Because when you become a celebrity, something happens to you. I think something happens to your brain chemistry. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, but most people that I see talking about something political that are either athletes or in show business are idiots. They're idiots when it comes. Because they're either repeating a meme that they heard or something else, or they're making it up as they go, which is worse. Enter PGA Tour golfer Bob Estes, who tweeted in response to the shooting outside of Garland, Texas, "Muslims may decide to exercise their Second Amendment rights when others exercise their First Amendment rights." The actual tweet was, "If you feel the need to mock Muhammad in a cartoon, just realize that Muslims may decide to exercise their Second Amendment rights on you. Hashtag truth. Hashtag what would Jesus do?" Bob, I've never heard of you. I know I completely understand why. If you ever win a tournament and they're asking you how things went, I'm sure you're going to sound equally as stupid. I'm sure you are. I am sure you are. I'm sure of it. I'm just as positive as I'm sitting here. And you're real stupid. When, look. One of the best examples I've ever seen is focus, okay? And this guy is an athlete, so he is focused on playing golf. So because he is focused on playing golf, maybe that's all he should talk about. Now, one of the best focused people out there that I know, that I've ever had the pleasure of knowing, is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. He is so focused on two things, family, God, and the Second Amendment, that he can't tell you, not only can he not tell you what his favorite Sylvester Stallone movie might be, he can't tell you who Sylvester Stallone is. And that's why you never see Larry Pratt getting out there saying, "Hello, I'm Larry Pratt, and we're going to talk about the movies today," because he doesn't know anything about them. He only talks about what he knows about. I try to only talk about what I know about. If there's something out there that interests me, I will try to educate myself on it. But, and here's the other point. Muslim jihadi terrorists don't have a Second Amendment right. They don't have any rights in my book. They are predators. And as predators, they need to be dealt with rapidly, viciously, and violently. And if they don't like that, maybe they ought to consider a new line of work. I've had them focus on me before. It's not fun having that happen, but at the same time, I'm not going to back down from them. Nobody should back down from them. Because believe me, nobody gets out of here alive. So if we got to fight them, let's fight them like we're going to beat them. Let's not sit back and say, well, you know, we don't want to offend them. They couldn't care less about offending a humanity. Speaking of offending humanity. As a little segue, just to get off of this, then we're going to get into Baltimore. Right now, they are considering campus carry in Texas. And one of the newest things that they're talking about is going to happen if students are allowed to carry guns on campus, when they're allowed to carry guns everywhere else and in Texas, where concealed carry permit holders are the most law-abiding. Let's see. Jessica Smart Young, she says, "Texas college professors may soon face a dilemma between upholding professional ethics and protecting their lives." Because this is what she says is going to happen. The professor... Well, let me just, to give you the context, let me just read you her entire little missive. The Texas legislature appears poised to approve a bill that would allow college students to carry firearms to class. Once the law called campus carry is passed, public universities in Texas will not be allowed to ban guns on their campuses, although private schools could enact their own prohibitions. With this proposed law, a question coming up for many academics is whether they would be forced to give A grades to undeserving students so they can just avoid being shot. That's not as far-fetched as it sounds. Yeah, it's really much more far-fetched than you can imagine. In my 5 years as a college professor, I have had experiences with a number of emotionally distressed students who resort to intimidation when they receive a lesser grade than what they feel they deserve. You haven't ever had a concealed carrier come up to you, prof? Not that way. You haven't ever had that? Ms. Guillon is an assistant professor of sociology at the co-ed Texas Women's University. Where's this intimidation? Did she report this intimidation? Here's one account of a threat. One evening in a graduate course, after I handed back students' papers, a young woman stood up and pointed at me. "This is unacceptable," she screamed as her body shook in rage. She moved toward the front of the class, waving her paper in my face and screamed again, "Unacceptable." After a heated exchange, she left the room and stood out the door sobbing. All this over receiving a B on a completely low-stakes assignment. What followed was even more startling. The following week, the student brought along a muscle-bound man to class. He watched me through the doorway window for the entire 3 hours of the class with his arms folded across his chest. As if this wasn't enough, the young woman's classmates avoided me on campus because they said they were afraid of getting caught in the crossfire should she decide to shoot me. After that, every time she turned in a paper, I cringed and prayed that it was good so that I didn't have to give her anything less than an A. Even if we accept this as a fact, which I don't, I do not accept that this academic let all this happen and didn't do anything about it. She never claims to have been threatened with a firearm. The gun-related threat is presented as hearsay evidence. There's no incident report or anything on it. This is a bunch of shenanigans, you know. This is a bunch of shenanigans. So, no, that's not going to happen, Professor. Come up with a better lie, or at least cover your tracks. Learn how to leave a good paper trail. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. We all need one place to go get ammunition. And yes, you can go to places around you and everything else. None of them are keeping 50 million rounds on hand, though, believe me. Maybe some of the big box stores might be tickling it. Nowhere. Not at these prices. Not at Ammunition Depot prices. No way. They sell premium ammo at a bulk price that is well worth the price of admission. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I've started looking at the CNN webpage. I can't make myself watch them on television because it's just too painful. It makes me hurt. It makes my big head hurt. But I came across this article where the Washington Post, a writer there, Nia Malika Henderson, and Errol Lewis, were talking about, in a CNN panel, they were talking about what's going on in Baltimore, what happened in Baltimore. And despite the fact that they never brought this up, they have already come to a consensus as to what the problem is in Baltimore. See, they conveniently ignored the fact that Baltimore has been run for Democrats for a half a century. Okay, it's been run by the Democrats, like Chicago. Like New Jersey. Well, you see, the problem here is it's not that there's too much government in Baltimore. There's not enough. There needs to be more government to end decades of poverty and discrimination. The only criticism either could muster for President Obama is that he called thugs, thugs. Now, let me explain something to you that happened to black America. Not to all of black America, because all of black America didn't go along with it. But definitely to the inner city black America. Inner city black America got set up by the Democrats, whereby they said, you don't need to do this, and you don't need to do this. And one of the inconvenient things that was in the way was fathers. Fathers were in the way. So this led to the beginning of the disintegration of black American families. Very hard to be a single parent. Some of the leftover single moms, you know, they became ne'er-do-wells as well as the fathers that were absent. The children are left to their own devices. A child instinctively wants to be loved by something, by somebody. Another thing you'll notice in Baltimore is if you look at black America, if you look at the men of black America, one thing you're not going to see is a bunch of them my age walking around in Baltimore. Why is that? It's like Lord of the Flies. They're getting rid of all of the things they don't need, which in black America, folks, that's black American men. That's the problem. That's the issue. The disintegration of the American family, black American family. And, that's why you need more government, because you don't need family. Baltimore needs more government, like Michael Moore needs more pie and a bigger fork. Calling for more government in Baltimore, let's turn up the amplifier on genocide of young black men in Baltimore. The ones who have managed to not become victims of the government largesse that's in progress. But, they're being run right now. Your mayor, Baltimore, if you're listening, your mayor is part of a left-wing culture specifically designed to keep you poor and dependent on them, on Democrats. One of the ways they do that is to keep you from having a gun. Keep you from having any semblance of freedom. Those of you that did not participate in the riots, you were sitting in your house hoping, praying that they didn't come to your door to knock in and loot your house. Then that's all you could do. You were left to the goodwill of the terrorists. The goodwill of the looters, the goodwill of the rioters. And the sad fact for Baltimore is that 85% of Baltimoreans don't want change. They don't want anything to change. You've got people who were born free, watching, uncomprehending, as their city, which is one of the big American cities of the United States, descends into being a failed city. And in droves, they will vote for the same leaders, same mayor, the same city council. And on paper, if liberalism worked, Baltimore should be the shining city on the hill that Reagan used to talk about. It should be shimmering in the magic hour as dusk comes, and we should look forward to the horizon and say, oh, look, there's Baltimore. Alas, if only conservatism had worked instead of liberalism, we wouldn't be able to see that fine city of Baltimore that has flourished under the liberal boot for so many decades. But that's not what we have. We have an impoverished war zone. Naturally, the Democrats blame the poverty, which they bring with them, which in turn gives them license to spend more money on their brilliantly conceived genocidal cycle of government dependence. The poverty argument is, of course, anti-science nonsense. You look around and you will see poverty in various places in where you live, okay? And you'll find places that are much worse off than in Baltimore. And yet there's no riots, there's no tension, and there's not that much crime. Very poor and yet remain civilized. You've got a city that's run by a mayor who was giving room to destroy. You have elected Democrats that have nothing to say about it. You have Barack Obama, who's out there. He'll blame the cops later. You've got six cops that are arrested. They were so fast to arrest these guys. There was no investigation of this thing. Okay, those six, those three white and three black cops are going to get released. They're going to get a no bill because they went too fast. They went too fast on this. That Mosby, the prosecutor, she was trying to placate the rioters, which it did do that, but at some point they're going to have to come back and revisit this, and then what? Then the riots start all over again. Then is that what happens? For the Democrats to remain in power, this genocidal trend has to continue in these cities. So if they go back to their defense of slavery, their founding of the KKK, their formation of Jim Crow, in order to remain in power for centuries, the Democrats have been destroying and oppressing the poor, and specifically black American poor people, forever. Initially, they wanted to keep him down. Tell him that we will get with him at the after the break because we're about to run out of time. Okay. After the Emancipation Proclamation, they did everything they could to keep black America down. KKK is a Democrat PAC. Okay. Republicans are not perfect, by the way. We're not the ones that came out with abortion to kill people. That's working, too. That's working, too, to a degree. That started out with millions of innocent black children. You know, black lives matter. They matter at conception. For me, they do. America is not, Baltimore is not America's problem here. That is a Democrat problem, and this is nothing more than Democratic infighting. These riots that you see, they're nothing more than infomercials for U-Hauls and for the NRA. Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be right back, going to the phones. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Got the busy throat this morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. 50 million rounds of ammunition. All calibers, go check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to the phones, Damien in South Carolina. Yes, what can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, you were commenting before about how not all impoverished areas have the crime and the chaos that they have going on in Baltimore, and that's true. I come from the state of Vermont. Lived there for 30 years. That's one of the most heavily armed states in the U.S.
Yes, it is.
Pro-gun states in the U.S., and Vermont is one of the highest welfare states in the country. They have a huge, huge percentage of impoverished people living up there, and yet somehow everyone realizes that if they go knocking on someone's door trying to rip them off, there's a much better than not chance that you're going to get your head blown off.
Vermont is the only state, I think, that I'm aware of that has never, ever, ever restricted the right of the Vermont citizens to carry guns. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I think them and Wyoming are pretty neck and neck. The big thing about Vermont is they only tote the few federal laws, like you have to be so many yards away from the school with a gun.
Right.
Can't go into a federal building. And then they do allow in Vermont for business owners to prohibit any kind of firearms in their establishment if they want. But they have to have it, you know, marked properly, because if it's not, you can go in there if they don't have the right size sign on the right height off the ground and all that stuff.
Well, let me ask you a question now. When you were in Vermont, was it because of the deterrent, the specter of the possibility of dealing with, how did the people that were poor, how did they deal with things? How did they, was there something in place to help them pull themselves up?
You remember Howard Dean?
I do.
I mean, Vermont is a real enigma, shall
yes.
we say.
Yes, it is.
It is like hardcore left-wing communist socialist. I mean, I know those aren't the same things, but it is a beacon for, all that embodies liberalism and, statism and whatnot, big government. And yet, they will not bend on the gun rules. I don't understand it, because if it's such a heavily if so heavily embedded with liberal people, you would think that they would get on these councils and representatives and change the laws, but they just haven't been able to do it for some reason. They tried to do that magazine ban in Burlington, Vermont, which is the largest population of Vermont, Burlington, Vermont, and the people, I mean, they came out in droves. They, like, packed the council building and whatever, and I think they did wind up passing some sort of ordinance in Burlington, Vermont, which was unheard of, where they said, because it's a big university town and a lot of bars and drinking and whatnot, I think they came up with some sort of, in the city of Burlington limits, they came up with some sort of gun legislation that they were able to pass in that area. But it wasn't what they wanted. It was seriously trimmed down. But it really is, I mean, it's as simple as saying that as you were pointing out yesterday in your show, criminals don't get guns from gun stores, so the gun laws don't stop them. And the people in Vermont know that. And Vermont, I mean, literally, I mean, Vermont only has about 600,000 people in it.
Right.
And everyone I know in Vermont, and obviously I don't know all 600,000, but I mean, I've got family, relatives, lots of friends up there. Everybody's got guns. And you can walk around with a gun on your hip. You can walk around with a gun under your jacket and inside your waistband, outside your waistband, around your ankle, whatever you want. There's no rules or regs or anything. There's no, like, in North Carolina where you got to have it out on the dashboard, and in South Carolina it's got to be in the center console or whatever. You can, I mean, you could have it strapped to your chest, you know, pointing out the window at the cop, and it's not, you know, it's, I mean, I'm exaggerating here, but there's no rules or regs more or less in Vermont. And you had a guy on about a year ago you interviewed who was from Vermont who wrote that, did that book on guns or something like that, and he had interviewed Michael Madsen out in California and stuff like that.
Ben Phillippe.
Yeah. I mean, Vermont, and I, you know, I like living in South Carolina, and, you know, the winters in Vermont can be a bit daunting, but I mean, in Vermont, like, nobody bats an eye at a gun. Whereas, you know, down here in South Carolina, you know, the state that started the Civil War, so to speak, breaking away and whatnot, are supposed to be so, you know, this is how we do it in the South and whatnot. They just, the gun laws in this state are ridiculous. And you and I talked about
it. Thank you so much about that. You know, I get tired of it. I really do. I'm thinking real serious about moving across the border into Georgia.
Yeah, but I mean, what is so wrong with constitutional carry? I mean,
well, the guy, it's my fault. It's my fault, Damien, okay? The guy that's in charge of the Senate Judiciary Committee is he's the senator from my area.
Uh-huh.
And he's never been a lawyer. That was his big suit because back in 2010 and everything, when the Tea Party was very strong, everybody was against the lawyers being in politics. So this guy, not a lawyer, he's playing that like it's, you know, he's playing it like a harp from hell.
Right.
He believes that the Second Amendment does not tell you what you can carry, how you can carry it, and where you can carry it, whenever you want to carry it, which is exactly what it says.
Right.
He finds the idea of open carry to be offensive. Only cops should be able to open carry. And he finds the idea of constitutional carry. He calls that allowing criminals and felons to carry guns, which they, you know, they already carry them anyway. They just don't ask permission. So it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I can understand your sarcasm, but I mean, at the end of the day, I just don't understand. Everyone I know in South Carolina, again, I mean, not the whole 4 million plus people, but I mean, I hunt with a lot of guys, I shoot with a lot of guys, and a lot of women I know. I mean, everyone I know owns a gun and has a gun in their home and whatnot. I don't understand how the people of South Carolina put up with this. Because have such a conservative state, red state, that's not willing to have the rules, that's such a blue. I mean, Vermont is so blue, it's black. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they, the last election, they were so proud that they were the first ones to have all their tallied votes in to show how much of a supporter they were of Obama, and yet they have the most free gun laws in the country practically, and they put South Carolina to shame. And I just can't understand it. I mean,
I've talked to all of the pro gun politicians that are out there. I've asked them repeatedly, how come you don't look at some places where they, like Vermont?
Right.
Where they've never had, since 1791, they've never had a permit law. They've never had anything. And they don't have
time
like we had. Because right now, South Carolina is a very dangerous state. Last year, it was ranked the fifth most dangerous state in the United States.
Yeah.
there's only 253,000 concealed carry permits out of 4 million residents in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a very apathetic population we live in, Damien. So, I mean, that's all I can tell you, man. That's all
I can tell you. You're probably right, but one last note on Vermont before I let you go. Vermont has a rule in their constitution that all Vermonters need to be armed. It's kind of like Kennesaw, Georgia.
Right.
And you look at Vermont, and again, an enigma, but, I mean, even in such a liberal state, they're also, their legislature, even the people they send down to D.C., Patrick Leahy, Bernie Sanders, they're all just a bunch of liberal rags, and you would think Leahy, who was probably all for, you know, supporting Obama after the supposed Sandy Hook incident, you know, trying to grab guns, you didn't see him running back to Vermont to tell Vermonters, we're going to grab your guns.
No.
Because if he did, that would have been political suicide, and the same with Bernie Sanders.
Well, which part of Columbia do you live in again, Damien?
What part of what?
South Carolina, rather.
I thought you said Columbia. I live in Florence, South Carolina.
Florence, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been to Columbia yet? I mean, if you want to see some
Columbia.
Divergent attitudes, go to Columbia.
I avoid Columbia. I have a friend who lives in Charlotte, and I go the back roads to avoid Columbia. Go through Lugoff and Camden and all that, because
Columbia is, it's a weird vibe being in Columbia, because you got government, you got USC, and you got all the colleges. There's just... That part where government is just littered with colleges right down below USC. You got Five Points, which is also Crips and Bloods territory. And you got the military. So it's, you know, depending on which part, which side of the river you live on, you can enjoy every train of thought in one day if you know where to drive. Thank you for the call, sir.
See you, man.
All right, later.
Later.
Coming up next, we're about to flip into the next hour. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Bob Owens of BearingArms.com. Tomorrow on the show, second hour, we're going to be joined by Uncle Ted. Ted Nugent comes back. Let's go. Let's head to the second half, shall we? On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.